Well, let's head back to the Target Center. Hopefully we'll have some exciting news to pass along here shortly as the judges are doing their judging after the finals, and we'll turn it over to Paul and Dee Dee.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, the judges are taking their time, aren't they, Dee Dee?
They are, but it was a strong final. Everybody raised the roof on their final performances. All six teams did that, so it did not make the judges' job any easier.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in, Paul Ramo, Dee Dee Schomer here at Target Center, and the Class A finals, the six teams performed, and now the judges have made the decisions. We're going to see who's going to take home a third-place plaque and state runner-up and state champion. And the teams are coming back out onto the floor, so we're really close here, Dee Dee.
Yep, that's a good sign that the results are in, so they're bringing the dancers back out on the floor in the performance order that they performed in. So Zimboda leads the way, and then it was Yellow Medicine East, St. Cloud Cathedral, Crosby Ironson, Holding Ford, and the last performance was by our very own Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, and they brought it. So the dances are danced, the results are in, and we are holding our breath.
That's right. I think they're going to name an all tournament team too, don't they?
Yes.
They do that before the awards?
Yes, they do. So of the final six teams that make it in, they announced two dancers to become the all-tournament team for jazz for this 2026 state tournament.
Okay. I've covered state dance for many, many years, and, you know, this has to be, as far as points go, this has to be the closest, I think, competition out of the 12 teams or six teams now.
Yeah, it's been a close season. So I'm not surprised that the final was as strong as it was. The performances were better than they were this morning. Yellow Medicine East raised the bar again. I thought Holding Ford had another strong performance. Our very own Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, they closed the competition very strong. You know, it's just, and St. Cloud Cathedral too, I mean, they have a really great routine this year. So, I mean, there's six left. Three will be, you know, metal.
Right.
The color of that metal, we do not know.
All right. You can't hear the PA announcer, but yep, they're going to do the all-tournament team here. And let's see if we can get the YME dancers here and the Lacapau Valley all-tournament team, who's on the team, as we go along here with the PA. So this is the nervous time. Who's going to take home a state champion? Last year it was Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd, and let's see if they can repeat again. So here we go, all tournament teams. Two dancers from each team.
Yep.
Okay. And we'll try to catch the YME names here if we can.
Yep.
Zimboda.
I'm listing Zimboda right now.
Yep. How are the all tournament team picked? Do you know, Dee Dee?
You know, that would be a really good question to ask Carly and Aaliyah. Like, what all goes into that? I am not 100% sure.
Okay, well, that was YME. Okay. Abby Winter was one of them. And I'm not sure. I missed.
I did too.
I heard Abby Winter's name. She's one of them. I apologize to you, YME listeners. Might have been Aubrey Inkstead. Yeah, let's see who the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd all tournament team is. We got the big banner out there, all tournament team, and
quite an honor to be selected.
All right, here's Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd's all tournament team.
Harper Grenholz and Micaiah Poost are the all-tournament dancers chosen from Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd.
Congratulations. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Very neat.
Yep, for sure. All right, there's your all-tournament team.
The girls should be extremely proud of themselves. They represented our school extremely well today. such an honor to watch them dance and carry themselves. Our entire community is extremely proud of them.
And they're getting their photograph taken now. And then the excitement's going to begin. Third place, second place, and state champion for Jazz in Class A. Well, they're doing that. Just quickly running through Double A finals here, if I can find my paper. I got too many papers in front of me, Dee Dee. I wrote them down. Here we go. Double A, six teams that'll dance here later tonight. Orono, Westaka, Totino Grace, Sartell, Sauk Rapids, Bunnell, St. Margaret. That's Double A. Triple A, Eastview, Edina, Lakeview North, Brainerd, Wayzata, and Maple Grove. Those are the teams that'll dance here later. Here we go, Dee Dee, the moment of truth. The finals in Jazz for Class A. Are you nervous for your daughter?
I'm nervous for everybody because I have no idea how this is going to turn out. Look. Like we've been talking, though, the performances have been next level, and so it's been a very close season. Everybody did a fantastic job, so we're down to the last final moments of what the season's going to close out to be.
Macapal Valley is facing us, and they're way on the left. They're the last team on the left. Coaches are holding hands, all four coaches there. And now the girls have bowed their heads, and we are ready for the announcements.
Everybody's just kind of waiting for him to get
done talking.
A little bit. They have to go through their normal.
Third place is who?
So he's talking about the rank.
Okay, here we go. Third place.
With a rank of rank of 16. Holding Ford is going to take home that third spot. And they are extremely shocked. A lot of girls are, they're very emotional right now. And that just tells you, I mean, this is third place, and they are completely shocked. It is that close. I mean, to hear your name and get a medal around your neck and to leave with that, I don't think people understand what an honor that is to end your season with that medal around the neck when you have dancing at this next level.
Yep.
So, congratulations to Holdingford. I do feel that their performance was stronger than their prelim. So, they were rewarded a third-place medal from Holdingford. Some of the things that the judges do look at when they're watching the ladies dance, their turn technique, you know, is everybody in sync when they're turning? Their leaps, their kick heights. When they kick out, the creativity of the routine, the choreography, visual effectiveness, how the girls move around the floor, do they stand in one spot, by more than a few seconds, difficulty of the forms and transformations, the skills, placement and control, and the degree of accuracy, and the overall routine effectiveness. So we talk about our song is eight, like how do our dancers connect with that song choice, and how do they display the emotion and bring the audience in? So everybody that performs obviously has different songs, and they have very different routines, and so the judges have to look at all those categories and score them.
Score them. Holdingford getting their third-place medals around their neck. In each individual is being mentioned by the PA announcer. Now the coaches are getting their medals at midcourt, and Holdingford, when their name was mentioned, a lot of the girls collapsed to the floor.
And
you're right. If this is so close, and the Holdingford fans are right in front of us.
Very excited.
And Holdingford dance jazz team jumping up and down, holding their trophy, their plaque. Holdingford fans right in front of us here. They got to be happy.
Wow. Well, yeah, you end your season with a medal. That's pretty cool on the state floor. So third place again with a rank of 16 goes to Holdingford.
All right, folks.
It got quiet. We are now going to listen to second place.
All right, state runner-up in jazz in Class A. And this is the nerve-wracking time. You know anything about that dance? This is going to be close.
Very.
Here we go.
There was a tie. So that already tells you between first and second place, there was a tie with a rank of 7. Go. Stay close. Stay close, Cathedral, with a rank of 7. That just tells you how close this competition was. We have not had a tie for a couple of years, so between first and second place, there was a tie.
So how did they break that tie?
So I have to look here. I believe the superior judge, they tied in rank, so they have to go to the superior judge's overall points. Now, rank, typically it goes by rank, and if they tie in rank, then they have to go to the total points in all those categories that I have just listed, and then it goes by the superior judge's points, and it goes to the team that has the higher points. So that tells you what a nail biter this has been, and the season overall.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy close.
Thank God Cathedral getting their second place ribbon, state runners up. And, boy, it's
very nerve-wracking. And, you know, we try to explain to everybody how amazing the dancing is. And if you don't watch it, I hope we're explaining it well enough that everybody brought their A-game, and when you have ties, that explains how close and how talented these young ladies are.
Yep. Okay, St. Paul Cathedral just jumping up and down and celebrating their state runner-up. Now we're going to find out who the state champions are. And, okay.
Turn. Everybody is bowing their heads, taking another deep breath again.
I'll let you take it, Dee Dee. Here we go. State champions in Class A Jazz.
Whew. My heart is racing.
I do this every year. I still get nervous.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
First place state champions. 2026 state jazz champion Class A. They are ecstatic, as they should be. They won the tiebreaker with St. Paul Cathedral. They are coming unglued, and I am coming unglued. I am so, so incredibly proud of these young ladies and this entire dance program. They have fought, and they have worked hard. The last few times we met with St. Paul Cathedral, we fell to second place, so to come back and beat them in a tiebreaker on the state floor is honestly a memory in itself, and what an honor to represent the state championship this year and pull it off. I am so, so excited for these girls.
They're still celebrating by themselves.
They're in shock. I said it was going to be close, and it really was close because it was a tiebreaker.
All that hard work all season long has paid off for the Shadows Jazz team.
So let's list them off.
Yep.
As they're receiving their state medals right now. They danced to the song 8, and leading the team off here, Aaliyah Bayless, Bryn Gliggy, Chloe Gliggy, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Chloe Cran, Kara Mamali, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Micaiah Puth, Delosa Ramos, and our amazing coach, Aaliyah Schomer. I love you. I'm so proud of you. And the head coach, Carly Wager, our JV coaches, Hope Selfed, Caitlin Franski, and student managers, Zoe Cruz and Macy Starbuck. Excuse me. I'm so excited. I'm so happy for the Shadows Dance Program and the dance parents. You guys, let's go, ladies! Hold it high. You earned every right to that state title right now. Congratulations. We are all so proud of you.
Wow. the Shadows are holding their trophy up, celebrating to the Shadow fans here. There's a lot of them. A lot of tears.
A lot of tears, a lot of hugging. I mean, they know how close that was. That could have gone either way. So we won the tiebreaker with overall points, as I explained. So you can just see Aaliyah's crying. The girls are crying. All those hours or all the times Aaliyah would say, do it again, or when those coaches push you. I mean, these are the moments that make the difference. So one more time really means three more times. And so I'm excited to talk to them. Are you?
I am too, because we're going to go celebrate with the Shadows as they come down the escalator here to the parents. I'm going to record that on my phone, and I'll send it to the radio station in a little bit. It's probably going to be an hour before that happens. So to Aaliyah Schomer, Carly Wanger, the other coaches, and the Shadows Jazz team, state back-to-back champions.
Congratulations to everybody and the parents. What a great way to kick off the state weekend. That was definitely earned. And so tomorrow, we will try to go to bed tonight with this excitement, but we will do this all over again for High Kick, and it's going to be just as close.
Right. Once again, your final three. Holdingford took third place with a rank score of 16. Then we had a tie in the tiebreaker. Second place went to St. Cloud Cathedral, rank score 7, and the Shadows had a rank score 7 as well. But the tiebreaker went to the Shadows, and they're state champions in jazz, so congratulations.
Congratulations to them. We're super proud of you.
All right. In a couple hours, probably have a fun interviews with a number of the Shadows and the coaches. Dee Dee, let's do this over tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be back here
again. Another state championship, huh?
Crazy.
Hey, thanks for your help today. That was fun.
Well, anytime is a fun time with you, Paul.
All right, thanks a lot. A lot of picture taken on Target Center floor here right now by all the teams, especially the Shadows. They're having a lot of fun down there. Let's go talk to them. Look at them celebrate.
So they are just...
They're still jumping up and down.
They're still jumping up and down, as they should. As they should, and they'll probably sleep in those medals. I know I would.
All right. And we'll have the celebration interviews here maybe in a couple hours on Q92, and we'll put it up on our podcast later as well. Thanks for listening, everybody, today. Thanks to our fine state dance sponsors as well. And, we'll see you tomorrow about 11:30 here on Q, or 11 o'clock on Q92 tomorrow for High Kick. Good night, everybody.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Lac Parle Co-op Oil, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigs and Tylik, Madison Bottling, Madison Area Chamber, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Healthcare Services, and Mid-Minnesota Lumber. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Miller Services, Montevideo Insurance Center, Northern Plains Tiling, Old National Bank in Madison, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus, Ridge Juice Seeds, Schweeter's Ford of Montevideo, Charla's Hairport in Madison, the Dryer Doctors, Strand Agency, and the Western Guard. State dance coverage on Q92 from the Target Center brought to you in part by Tofty Auto, Triple S Trucking, United Prairie Bank, Warren Tregestead Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Zarbach Funeral Home, Lean Lumber, Wolfslager Concrete, Montevideo Chamber and Visitors Bureau, and our premier sponsor, UFP Universal Forest Products. State dance on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, Haas Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. 30 tonight under mainly clear skies, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 56. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 30. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Sunday, decrease.